Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know, it feels like a Friday. It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, beginning of a long holiday weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Yeah, you heard in our news about the fairgrounds and what a Thanksgiving tradition that is for New Orleanians. If you're new or newer to the city, you might want to do that. You know, get a little dressed up and go to the fairgrounds. It's fun. I was there 2 years ago, and I'll tell you this: the food that they have for Thanksgiving is delicious. I mean, you're going to feel like you had a home-cooked meal. If it's the same meal that I had, I think it was 2 years ago at the fairgrounds Thanksgiving Day, it's like home-cooked Thanksgiving food. It's really, really awesome. So let's go back into the newsroom. Ian Ozan is with us today doing the news. Do you have big Thanksgiving plans?
I will be here tomorrow morning because we'll have newscasts in the morning. After that, I'll be at home watching football. I have some college basketball radio duties this weekend, so I have to do some prep work for that. And if I get done with that in time, I may venture out to the fairgrounds.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do, and it's going to be a beautiful afternoon tomorrow afternoon. And I think the doors open up at 11 o'clock, and yeah, it's a lot of fun, and you know, people get all dressed up, and it's nice to see people in New Orleans get dressed up. It's quite a tradition.
Some people do the traditional suits. Of course, you see the big hats. Last year, though, a few people dressed like they're on Let's Make a Deal. I saw somebody in a chicken suit. Somebody was wearing a horse costume with a unicorn horn.
Yeah,
it was interesting.
Hey, look, it's New Orleans. You know, that's just a kind of a normal day anywhere. But yeah, some people do dress up. That's a good comparison, like they're going on Let's Make a Deal. So Ian and his fiancee, Julia, they're going to Pensacola to be at her aunt's house.
Nice.
And they'll have a big festival there. Then they're going to go on a boat. You're going to do the boat on the bay?
Yeah, we're going out on the bay on a boat.
Listen, they have the best car wash there in Pensacola. And it's on the north shore of the bay. And if you can find it and go by there, it's really it's a great car wash.
What's so special about the car wash?
I don't know. It's because of the stuff that they do to your car. You stay in it, but it was just a very thorough washing of the car. I think they had towels. I forget. I went to Florida so many times this past summer that I don't remember all the details about it, but I remember it was a really good one. I was really satisfied with that. But yeah, the boat on the bay. I mean, you guys are going to need jackets out on the bay.
Oh yeah,
on the boat.
Yeah, it's going to be a little chilly out there. Yeah,
it'll be fun. Ian knows that. What is something that makes your Thanksgiving meal really a traditional Thanksgiving for you? What's that one special thing that makes a Thanksgiving for you?
There has to be a scallop potato or a twice baked potato or some sort of potato there.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, for me, I talk about this every year. My grandmother made black cherry jello.
Ooh.
With black cherries and dark cherries in it, and a little Cool Whip on top of that, and it is just, it's so delicious. I mean, I even get the diet black cherry jelly to cut down on the sugar, and it's really good, but it's hard to find black cherry jello, especially diet black cherry
jello.
Do
they still make it?
Yeah, they do. You can find it at Walmart. Sometimes I've been able to find it at DoorDash. but it's not always easy to find. And then you put the dark cherries in it. And now, see, I don't put the juice from the dark cherries in it.
I was about to ask you, do you get the bourbon cherries and put the bourbon juice inside?
No, I don't know about bourbon cherries. These are dark cherries that come in a can, and they're dark red cherries. But the syrup is so thick and sugary that it's good without it, and I don't need to add the sugar to it for it to still be good. And one of my traditions is to cut all the fat and to cut the skin off the turkey. And a lot of people think that that's just crazy, of just trying to cut back on, you know, some fat and some calories. I still get juice out of the turkey. It still turns out to be a golden brown turkey. It's always juicy and delicious if you cook it right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. As long as you like it, you cook it right, yep. It's juicy, it tastes good, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. I mean, I cut all the skin off of it, and I'm not even Jewish. So, you know, I mean, that's it's sort of a tradition for me for many, 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 many years. All right, we'll get back to the show here. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving. I'm sure we'll talk.
You too, and you're a radio guy. Are you going to watch Turkeys Away tonight? To celebrate the holiday?
You know, that was the WKRP in Cincinnati episode. I'm going to talk about that because we're going to talk about some of the TV shows that had great Thanksgiving themes. And number one had to be Les Nessman at WKRP in Cincinnati when they decided to do a promotion and they were going to push live turkeys out of this plane. Or was it a helicopter?
It was a helicopter. The Pinedale Shopping Mall.
They were going to throw the turkeys out of the plane, thinking the turkeys have wings and they can fly.
Yeah, instead they drop to the ground like sacks of wet cement.
Turkeys don't fly.
That is, for me, still every Thanksgiving, and the fiance gets frustrated with me sometimes, I can quote the vast majority of that episode, especially Les's dialogue. To me, it is the perfect Thanksgiving show.
Well, Les Nessman reminds me of that reporter who was live at the landing and explosion of the Hindenburg. You know?
Right.
Oh, the humanity.
As God is my witness, yeah. I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh, my God. It was that is a very funny episode. All right, Ian, we'll talk to you again
later, soon. Scoot.
All right, Ian Hoke, is there a TV episode that or a movie that had a TV had a Thanksgiving theme in it that you recall?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but it's certainly the first that comes to mind is like the Friends Thanksgiving.
One of
the early seasons of Friends had a real iconic Thanksgiving episode. I think Chandler's all put out because Thanksgiving makes him sad because he thinks of his dysfunctional family. And then I think that's the one. Yeah, Monica puts the turkey on her head.
Yes.
And does this little, she does the little shimmy dance. That's cinema, baby.
I mean, you put it, it's amazing how funny it is when somebody puts a turkey on their head.
I hope somebody in Pensacola puts a turkey on their head. I'm not counting on it, but I wouldn't be sad.
Oh, my
that.
God. You know, it fits most
it'll probably
heads.
Be me. It'll probably fit
most heads. You can get it on.
You know what's weird, actually? I'm thinking now about the turkey that Monica put on her head. It wasn't cooked.
No, it was raw. It was still
so that's
raw.
Disgusting. I mean, that's awful. That's a disgusting thing to do.
Yeah, because, you know, there's like stuff. There's,
you're going to get, you know, you'll get sick.
Yeah, you'll get sick.
You'll get polio or something from putting your head in a raw turkey like that. That's horrible.
Well, now, was there a different one? Or was that the one where, you know, Rachel was making, beef sauteed with peas and onions, and then Ross and Monica, their parents came over. There was a lot of shouting that was going on.
That sounds like a later season.
That might have been a different one. That was another one. But that Friends episode where, I mean, the one thing that stands out in your mind is the turkey on the head, because that is just a very funny sight.
he couldn't keep from laughing.
All right, let's do a couple of texts.
Okay, here's a text message that says, Scoot and Ian, happy Aloha Wednesday from Honolulu. Just wanted to say thanks for your show. I listen in on the Odyssey app, and I follow you on Substack on a regular basis. Happy Thanksgiving to the WWL staff, the Scoot Show regulars like Janet, I think he means Janice,
yes.
Gregory, and all the listeners. That's from PJ in Honolulu. Thank
PJ,
you, PJ.
Thank you very much for listening in Honolulu, man. We respect you, and we know you're there, and we appreciate you being with us. I know it's earlier in the day in Honolulu, but thank you for being with us. It is an honor to have you as part of our show. So aloha, and thank you.
What time is it in Honolulu right
now?
It's only 10 in the morning.
6 hours?
10:17 a.m.
It's 10:17?
That's not so
okay.
Bad. I was worried it was like two or three in the morning and PJ's getting out of bed to listen to the Scoot Show. And I'm like, man, you can just listen later on the Odyssey
app. Yeah, that's true.
I appreciate you listening live, but you don't have to do that. Here's a text that says, keep that 75-inch TV, Scoot. You won't regret it, especially since your eyesight will start to go soon. There's a cheery thought.
There's a happy thought. You know, I mean, hey, by the way, I can still walk, okay? I can still walk. I can still see. Still able to chew my food.
For now.
I'm in great health. But, I mean, over time, I mean, I guess things do change. I mean, I'll probably need cataract surgery soon. But I can see.
That sounds kind of rock and roll.
Yeah.
I don't think it is, but cataract surgery.
I'm sure a lot of those rockers have had cataract surgery.
No doubt. We've been talking a little bit about Helena Moreno's inaugural ball coming up in January. Here's a text from, she says, hi, Scoot. My name is Maria. I am home visiting my mom for Thanksgiving, who is a longtime listener. Thank you. I wanted to note that Mayor-elect Moreno's inaugural ball is not funded by public city dollars. The ball is funded by private donations and sponsorships, some of which are given to specifically support that ball.
Okay, cool. So maybe she could have a very opulent ball. And look, there's rumor that I might get an invitation to the inaugural ball. And if there's going to be one, I want it to be good. Especially if city dollars are not being used.
Yeah, it might be, you know, I don't know who the sponsors are. It's probably private, you know, anonymous.
Maybe.
Point is it's not going to be the Helena Moreno inaugural ball brought to you by Bollinger or something, you know.
Well, why not? Entergy. Brought to you by Chevron.
I don't know. Maybe it will be.
Sponsors of the French Quarter Fest.
That's a little too on the nose. I don't know. I don't think she'd go for that.
Yeah, probably not. All right, let's get to a couple of phone calls here. Let's go to James on the note. Oh, we talked to James earlier. Oh, no, we didn't talk to James. Hey, James, welcome to the show.
Hey, what happened, man?
I don't know. Oh, we get disconnected.
Anyway, yeah, man, that was crazy. Say, man, one of the best Thanksgiving movies, episodes or whatever, is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with John Candy, yeah. Man. And
nice.
Man, that is so funny. You just got so much laughter in that movie, man.
You know, it was funny, but, you know, but it was kind of sad because I kind of picked up early on that this was kind of a pathetic guy. And, you know, I don't know. I found it to be kind of sad, but, you know, there were some funny moments like, those aren't pillows.
The earrings, everything. It was really cool. Hey, man, I'm a guy like him, and you know what, man? We make it. We make the best of the things like that.
Yeah.
But, man, I called today because last night on PBS, they had a documentary, 2,000 Meters to Rakova, and it was in Ukraine, and it was about the war in Ukraine, and it made me so thankful sitting in my chair at home watching this just battle of war, thinking about Matt from Ukraine and what they're really doing over there. And it just really made me so thankful for the comfort zone we're in over here in America right now. And
you know, that's a good thought.
I'm very extra thankful. Matt and them in your prayers.
Yeah. Yeah, and we haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah. Well, he talked, when you were out, Ian talked to him while you were out a couple of weeks ago and all that, and he seemed like he's in good spirits, always
good.
A really jovial little guy.
Well, good.
All them guys over there that they showed in the documentary last night just had the best spirit about themselves. There was no getting down about it. They were doing what they had to do when they were born. I suggest that you watch this, Scoot, man. It is that good. It will grip you. It's pretty good. I had to turn my TV off a couple of times. It was so gripping.
Well, you know, the one thing that Vladimir Putin did not count on was the spirit of the Ukrainian people. He had the military in terms of numbers. He had the military in terms of strength. But he couldn't beat the spirit of the Ukrainians. And it reminds me of the Miracle on Ice in 1980 when our amateur hockey players beat the professional Russians to win gold in the hockey competition at the Winter Olympics in Lake Placid. Nothing trumps the human spirit.
No, but, you know, I believe, and I'm going to say this real quick about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She wanted so bad for all these conspiracies to be true. I believe she messed around, found out, got in Congress, found out a lot of stuff that she was thinking about, and some of it with Russia and other things, and she found it out. It scared her, and she jumped out of Congress. You know, because one thing, I can't imagine Putin wanting to ever see the moderates or Democrats gain power again. And he'll probably do everything he can to help Trump stay in power so nothing comes after him. Yeah. But I say we can deal with, you know what, we need to flatter Trump as much as we can. The guy likes winners. He likes good people. You know, I think there's ways of working around, hopefully doing something with Trump where we can all come together and make America strong together instead of it's this person or that person.
It would be nice.
Man, thank you.
All right.
Would,
James, I appreciate the call. Very happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's go quickly to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Yeah, we're going to eat as a family, and then we're going to go camp out at the dollar store tomorrow night, get ready for Black Friday. You know?
No, wait, you're serious.
Dollar store, best spot, no question about it. It's a tradition for the family.
Well, that's cool.
And I'm joking, man, I'm joking, not going to the dollar store. I don't even think people camp out like they used to. That was kind of funny to watch, but I don't think they do that anymore.
You know, I think a lot of people, that Black Friday thing, I think it's more about a sense of community, bonding with other people over a common cause, because we're so isolated, we look for opportunities to bond, and I think Good Friday's more about that than it is about getting something on sale.
Yeah, I like trampling over strangers. It's fun.
Oh, yeah, it is a lot of fun. You push kids out of the way.
No, listen, I called in, Scoot. I was wondering if you're going to go see Zebra tonight at the Orpheum Theater. They're playing tonight. It's the 50th anniversary. Also, you have the Iron Maiden tribute at Southport Hall, and the Pelicans are looking for two in a row tonight. And they're giving away, Morris Bart is giving away free shirts to every Pelicans fan. So if you don't know what to wear to Thanksgiving tomorrow, there you go. But I was curious about Zebra. Are you going tonight?
No, I was invited, and I've got a little too much going on right now, and I can't make it. And I'm sorry that I can't make it, because I would love to see those guys 50 years together, Zebra tonight at the Orpheum downtown. It's going to be absolutely epic. So, Randy Jackson can still sing. So if you're going, you're going to enjoy that. Look, I want to touch on politics. We're going to come back and talk about this in just a few minutes. There's a lot of information that has come out about our president. And I'm kind of concerned. The president has gone absolutely nuts over a New York Times article that asked questions about his rambling speeches, about a mysterious MRI, about just a post that he did in reaction to that had a terrible, he just misused a word. And then he makes up another word for Trump Republicans that is just, it's so inane and stupid that, you know, you wonder what kind of mind this comes from. And I got to tell you that he is our president, and at this point I'm concerned about him. So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. And I just remind you once again that this weekend a lot of people are going to get together, people are going to be eating a lot, and just I don't know, try to eat in moderation and enjoy your thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanksgiving meal. You know, you listen to that song and it's like he was just trying to come up with anything that rhymes. But it's still a classic, the Thanksgiving song with Adam Sandler. I'm Scoot on the air. Thanksgiving time for a tradition. It's just a great tradition in America. It's one of those bipartisan holidays, or I guess like nonpartisan holidays. I wrote a blog about this. It's on our website at wwl.com. I think you can also find it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And it's just about how, you know, we should not be Republicans and Democrats at Thanksgiving. We should come together and enjoy Thanksgiving. And politics doesn't have to be part of it. But inevitably, there are those gatherings where there's, you know, the uncle or somebody who wants to not only express his opinions, but wants to tell you what you should believe. And if he's had a little bit too much scotch, he's getting kind of angry because you don't believe what he believes. We'll talk a little bit more about that next hour. So there's information about the president reacting to this New York Times article that talks about the president's age, rambling speeches, a shortened schedule. Apparently, the president has cut down on his schedule. That's not something that I would see or you would see, but this is something that reporters see. He's cut back on his schedule, and it seems that it's age-related. That is what is coming out from these stories. There is apparently some mysterious MRI. I don't know about that. And again, you know, there are going to be those who are going to say that, you know, none of this is accurate and none of this is true. So when it comes to politics, you believe what you want to believe. But the president fired back at this, and he was calling the New York Times the enemy of the people, which, of course, that's not the case. This is a president who believes that anything that is negative toward him somehow is a threat to the United States when it's quite the opposite. The New York Times article also talks about the president's cognitive exam. And the president said that he is in, these are all caps on his Truth Social site. He's in perfect physical, he had a perfect physical exam and a comprehensive cognitive test. And he aced everything. Now, we don't know if that's true because this president doesn't always tell us the truth. Now, there was one kind of disturbing thing. Let me see if I can find it. There was something that the president wrote in his comments, in his comments about this piece in the New York Times. He said that he won a number of votes. Oh, here it is. He won our nation's districts by 2,750 to 550 votes. He won our nation's districts, but he spelled won O-N-E, not W-O-N. So that's a problem, but, you know, maybe it was just a mistake. But he seems to be so angry over this that he's displaying behavior that is alarming. He made up a word for Trump Republicans. Now, I hope he realizes that the Trump Republicans are not a majority. A majority of this country did not vote for him. Now, we don't need to get into an argument about that because that's not my opinion. That's a fact. There's a new word that he has made up for Trump Republicans. And he said, which is almost everybody. Of course, we know that's not true, but he, in his mind, he believes that that's almost everybody. And the word for Trump Republicans is Tepublican. T-E-P-U-B-L-I-C-A-N. Tepublican. Or Tepublican, T-P-U-B-L-I-C-A-N. These words don't make sense. So, again, his reaction to this is somewhat concerning. It seems to me, and I posted a video on my Substack account. It's Scoot on the Air Substack. If you haven't joined me yet, I hope you will. You get a chance to view the videos and comment on the videos that I post, and you'll either agree or disagree. It's pretty much that simple. If you haven't done it yet, download the Substack app and just search Scoot on the Air and subscribe, and you'll get everything that we send. But the last video that I posted yesterday after the show was about the great divide within the Republican Party. And it appears to me that there are a lot of Republicans who are starting to notice that the president is very, very extreme when it comes to a lot of things. And I asked the question, did the president suddenly become more extreme, or are more Republicans understanding that he is extreme? And I think more Republicans are understanding that he's very extreme. And all of this is coming to an head because of what the polls are showing when it comes to the 2026 midterm elections. Even Laura Ingraham on Fox News is warning Republicans that things don't look good right now. In fact, she used the word ugly. And so there seems to be more Republicans who are coming out and opposing the president. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has had her lips firmly planted on the president's tush for a long time, no longer has her lips planted on his tush. She's very upset over the Epstein files. And again, as I have said over and over again, and in some of the social medias that I have posted, if there's nothing there, and if he's totally innocent, why not release the files? So I don't understand why he's not releasing the files. Bill O'Reilly, like Laura Ingraham, is again warning the Republicans over what the polls are showing right now. There's a Republican congressman, Don Bacon, who is condemning the president. Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick is warning Trump that this phone call that his aide made with an aide from Russia over learning how to kiss the president's booty over this peace deal in Ukraine. Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick says that's a major problem. Trump has been attacking with an investigation Democrat Senator Mark Kelly, and there are a lot of Republicans who respect Mark Kelly. This is about the video telling the military not to follow illegal orders from the president. I don't know why the president would even give illegal orders, but as I have said in the video on Substack, that's how you create a dictatorship. You get the military on your side as the leader. It's the leader and the military against the people. And I can't imagine that our military would ever side with the president against the people of the United States. But yet that seems to be something that is in the workings. Conservative radio host Eric Erickson is bashing the president over recent failures, saying it looks like it's amateur hour returning to the White House. And it's about attacking Mark Kelly. It's about the peace plan that was offered to Russia that a lot of people don't like and favors Russia. It was about failing to extend the Affordable Care Act. It was about failing to fill 18 judicial vacancies in 9 red states. So, you know, I don't think the president has become more extreme all of a sudden. I think there are a lot of Republicans who are realizing this president is extreme, and it's in their best interest to distance themselves from him. We'll talk more about this after the holidays. Again, we're still not going to emphasize politics on this show, but there are some things that do deserve to be at least discussed to a certain degree, and we will certainly be doing that. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, it's the day before Thanksgiving. We can get back to the fun time, but I wanted to cover that because this is a serious development in our country. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. One of the things about Thanksgiving is the sense of home that we get. We go to a gathering that reminds us of home. Maybe the gathering is in our home. It's about bringing people together. It's about, again, the sense of home. And even if you're not in that home situation physically, try to make wherever you are feel like it's home, because I think the sense of home really comes from our hearts and our minds. And this is a great time of year to revisit those thoughts about being home. For
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanksgiving. Love this cooler weather. A front has come through and it's going to be cold tonight and cold tomorrow morning and chilly tomorrow and cold tomorrow night. And, you know, I love it. It's Thanksgiving time. It's supposed to be like this. I'm Scoot on the air. There has been a shooting in Washington, D.C., and we're just getting news of this. It happened just a few minutes ago. Two National Guardsmen have been shot, and another person was injured, so a total of three people injured. One of the National Guardsmen was removed by helicopter and taken to the hospital. The other National Guards person and the other person injured were taken to the hospital in EMS vehicles. The suspect is in custody. We don't know any more than that. This happened a couple of blocks from the White House, but the president is at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, and Vice President J.D. Vance is not there either. So we don't know why this happened. We don't know what motivated the shooter to shoot these two National Guards people and injuring a third person. If we learn more about this, we'll certainly pass the news on. There are some crazy people in this country. And there's still a lot of hate out there. And, you know, I guess you can say it's okay to hate when it comes to politics and when it comes to hating another sports team if there's a heated rivalry. But hate should never lead to violence. It should never get to that point. And this is something that is just, it's not acceptable. And I know there are people who are going to play politics with this shooting. But until we know more, I don't have any further comment other than to say that on the eve of Thanksgiving, this is really sad. You know, we live in a great country where we have so many freedoms and so many things to be thankful for. We can disagree politically, but we should never resort to violence because of those disagreements. All right, let's get back to another call. Let's go to Long Beach, California. Alan, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Alan.
Hi, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that in my family tradition, I listen to Alice's Restaurant
at
noon every Thanksgiving.
So let's see, at noon your time, the football games would be on. So you're gonna turn down the football games and you're gonna listen to Alice's Restaurant at noon on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep. Absolutely.
How did that tradition get started, Alan?
I think a radio station where my sister lives in Seattle, they play it every noon on Easter, not Easter, but Thanksgiving Day, and it just kept going.
You know, I've played that song when I was doing music radio years ago. It was one of the bathroom songs because it was a song long enough that, you know, you could go to the bathroom during the song. It's like 8 or 9 minutes long. But I you know, honestly, I don't remember a Thanksgiving reference in there.
Oh, yeah, it's there.
Okay, well, yeah, I miss it. You know, back in those days, I might have been hitting the pipe, you know. Might have been I might have lighted a spleef at some point, so I might have missed that. So anyway, so listen, thanks for listening in Long Beach, California. Appreciate you being part of our show, and thanks for sharing that Thanksgiving tradition with us.
All right, thank you. Have a good holiday.
All right, thanks, Alan. You too. Yeah. So what is something? Is there anything quirky about your Thanksgiving that makes it special for you? You know, there's always that one item. It's the way you cook the turkey. It's the side dish that makes your Thanksgiving special. And without that one thing, either the way you cook the turkey or without that side dish, it just doesn't feel like Thanksgiving is complete. So what is it about your Thanksgiving that you have to have as part of the Thanksgiving to make it complete? You know, I've shared about my grandmother's black cherry jello with the black cherries in it. Man, my mouth is watering thinking about that right now. But for some of you, it might be some other dish. And by the way, I mentioned this yesterday. I quite often cook my turkey with beef broth. So what I do is since I cut all the fat off, I still get juices, but I don't get a lot of the fat juices. And I cut the skin off as well. Some of the skin, you know, remains on parts of it, but for the most part, it's naked. And I put it in the oven, I cover it with aluminum foil, and then with like an hour and a half left to go, I take the foil off. It browns, and then the part that browns and gets hard, it protects the white meat of the breast underneath. So it is moist, it is juicy, and it's not as fattening. I like the beef broth with it because it just seems to add a little bit more of a robust flavor to that. And I like that. Hey, it's Thanksgiving time, and it's a time to think about Christmas as well. So let's go to break with the Molly Ringwalds, because it's Christmas time. This is my new favorite Christmas song. Love it. And you can download this on Spotify, or I guess it's available on your favorite music source. It's Because It's Christmas Time by the Molly Ringwalds, and I think it's a great Christmas song. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2016, the Kensington Prince Island Police announced on a Facebook post that they were threatening drunk drivers over Thanksgiving. They were threatening them with Nickelback, on top of a hefty fine, a criminal charge, and a year's driving suspension. They would also, as a bonus gift, be playing very loudly Nickelback in the police cruiser on your way to jail. Now, that would be really rough. I mean, what if it was a long ride to jail? That would be horrible. The constable who posted that was later required to apologize. All right, we'll talk about some Thanksgiving traditions. And look, this weekend, starting tomorrow, is a great long weekend for football. So we're going to talk about some football coming up in the next hour, because love this time of year. I'm Scoot on the Air. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.